You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on WITYRadio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show on WITYRadio.com and the WITY app. Visit State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 15 East Liberty Lane or call 217-446-8039. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Well, good evening from Catlin, Illinois, Salt Fork High School. Tonight, the Class 1A Salt Fork Boys High School Basketball Regional Championship. And glass slipper is going to break for one of these teams tonight. The 14 and 15 Schlarman Hilltoppers versus the 13 and 16 St. Thomas More Sabres. Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show alongside Will Shell, Chad Baker with you this evening. Will, we've got, I tell you, we did not anticipate this matchup here in the finals, but you got two teams here that are played a lot better basketball second half of the season on a little bit of a hot streak coming into this game, and two players that we'll be keeping an eye on tonight, Noah Fowler for Schlarman, Owen Yeager for the Sabres of St. Thomas More, both of them putting up 24 in Wednesday semifinal games, respectively. Noah Fowler against the Broncos and Cerro Gordo Bement. And Yeager seemed to run the show against the La Salette Lions. But I think that's going to be the scoring matchup here tonight. But both these teams, very physical in nature, getting together tonight here for a championship battle and the right to move on.
Yeah, absolutely, and they played earlier in February, but that's a long time since they played on...
Even though it's still February.
In December, pardon me.
Yeah.
In December, so over 2 months since they've last met. And in high school basketball, there's so much a team can grow in 2 months, so we're going to see a lot different of a ball game. Definitely maybe the rotations have shifted up a little bit. Some of the key players have evolved as the year has gone. So it's going to be a real interesting to see how this game shakes out. Because the last time they met, St. Thomas More kind of had their way with Schlarman.
That game was a 64-45 victory for the Sabres back on December 5th. That was during a 1-4 stretch to begin the season for the Hilltoppers. Since then, they've gotten healthier. They've gotten wiser. They've gotten more experience. And Noah Fowler, as I mentioned, has really kind of taken the bull by the horns, leading this squad that was missing Jarius Atkinson for a good majority of the season here. They needed a guy that could score, and they had enough guys that were going to be physical and make some things happen, but they've allowed him to really kind of run with it, open up some pathways there, and he has not let them down. It's been very accurate, both at the free throw line, from three-point range, and in the paint. Really making some things happen for the Hilltoppers. And we've seen that in reference to some of the scores that the Hilltoppers have had here this season.
Yeah, and their defense has been solid here in these regional games. I think both times they've played, they've held their team to 40 and 41 points. So they've really shown up on the defensive side. They've had to eke out their two games here in the regionals up until this point. Interesting to see how that pace of play goes. It seems like STM kind of pushes it up a little bit quicker. They run a little bit faster offense, maybe not using quite as much shot clock. So it'll be interesting to see if we get a little bit more of a defensive, slow-paced, grinded-out game, or if STM can kind of speed the game up and try to get the game up into the 60-70 point range, probably where they're a little more comfortable.
St. Thomas More, they've their Achilles heel was the conference season. They went 0-9 in conference, but 12-7 out of, away from that tough Illini Prairie Conference, which had their way Wednesday night. They showed why that they were as dominant as they were here, and showing just how tough that conference was. How, on the other hand, Vermilion Valley, Schlarman, the lone wolf standing out of that conference, and should be a pretty exciting matchup here tonight. That's a look at your UHAS diagnostic. Pre-game diagnostic check. You can find UHAS diagnostic exit 210 east of I-74 off of Route 150 off the Henning four-way on the South Frontage Road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. We'll take 1 minute off. We'll be back with a look at your Latos Hardware starting lineups, your Servpro Vermilion County scheduled scoreboard. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program brings you a national anthem. It's all coming up in the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Back in 1 minute on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Yuhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Yuhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Yuhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Back here for your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him on Liberty Lane in Danville. With a look at those Latos Hardware starting lineups, here's Will Schell.
Thank you, Chad. For Schlarman tonight, we're going to look at number 0, Mark Lehman, playing. Their leading scorers we talked about earlier, Noah Fowler, number 11. Number 22, Jamie Rapier. Number 15, Marquand Pinkston. Number 23, Miles Crosby. And number 33, Jaden Sherrill. And for the St. Thomas More Sabres, you got Rafael Idunga Kengai. Number 30, Nate Kaufman. Number 32, Owen Yeager. Number 35, Hayden Bates. And number 20, Brody Gray, should be starting for St. Thomas More.
Very good. You can find Latos Hardware on the main drag in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, make sure you say hi to Fifi, Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Scoreboard and schedule. Find T. McGuire at Surf Pro of Vermilion County to make it like it never even happened. This one here at Hoopston tonight, Leroy and Hayworth in the 1A Regional Championship there. Tuscola Regional Championship, the host team takes on the Hatchets of Windsor Sioux Straws. In the 2A Regional Championships at Moreau Forsyth, the host team faces Unity. At St. Joe Ogden, the host team there takes on Warrensburg Latham. IACS tournaments going on for First Baptist Christian. The girls lost, so they'll be in the third place game tomorrow. And then the boys, I believe the boys moved on, so they play another game here this evening. But they the girls have lost to Rosamond earlier. The boys defeated Berean earlier. They'll take on either East Moline or O'Fallon. Not sure who won there. On the Indiana side tonight, Benton Central at Logansport, Crawfordsville at Covington, Seager at North Vermilion, Terre Haute South at Park Heritage, Riverna Park at Clay City. And track today, ALAH hosting a meet over at the Armory with the Iroquois West Heritage and Armstrong Potomac. Danville at the Olivet Indoor Invite. Of course, all the slew of girls wrestling, which we'll get a chance to talk about. We'll do that in our post game tonight with that scoreboard there. Here it is, here at the Salt Fork Regional Championship, St. Thomas More and Schlarman, and a guest student section coming in tonight. Yes, our friends from La Salette, the Crazy's going to be in the house tonight, so you'll be hearing them in the background as well. We've got tip-off coming up moments away in your OSF Healthcare courtside. Thanks for tuning in to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame. National Anthem coming up here on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
WITYRadio.com and the WITY app presents high school basketball, featuring area teams from Armstrong Potomac, Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Hoopston area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Westville, Chrisman, Danville, Iroquois West, Cisna Park, Milford, Watsika, Notre Dame Wasilette, St. Joseph Ogden, Heritage, and Paris. SF Courtside, high school basketball action on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Also presented by State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics Center, Latos Hardware in Westville, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, Frank's House of Color in Danville, ServPro of Vermilion County, MedPlus Pharmacy, and State Farm agent Ross Webb in Danville. Let's go to the court for action.
Here we go! Tip off! Between St. Thomas More and Schlarman, boys high school basketball championship game on your OSF Healthcare Courtside. With the tip-off, here's Will Schell.
Thank you, Chad. St. Thomas More is in the white jersey. Slarman in blue at center court, and the tip is won by Slarman. And you can hear the Slarman fans already on their feet.
And with many of those Loslet student body here. It came in right before this tip-off happened.
They went into the woods, and he got stuffed. St. Thomas More has the ball, working it around the key. A pull-up jumper, and out and back out. An offensive rebound was reeled in by number 35, Hayden Bates, and then he gets fouled.
Miles Crosby is going to be a force on defense tonight for Schlarman. They need him to be. Foul on Lehman, though.
Bates with the inbound gets to Hoffman, number 30. And now number 3, Dunga Kenge, has the ball. Now it's whipping around all over the place. A little bit sloppy here early on as the adrenaline is riding high. A little pull-up jumper. It's long. It's an air ball. Bates tried to get the rebound. He couldn't reel it in. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. So it's 0-0, 7:16 to go in the first quarter. St. Thomas More coming out with a full court press here in the first quarter. We'll see if Slarman can break this. They're going to have to get moving here. Number 23 takes it up court. He's going to get trapped, but then gets it in to number 15.
Pinkston had a big game the other night, and he is...
Slarman taking their time on the perimeter. Now a little dribble drive, pull up, floater, no good. Rebound Bates. All the action so far has been Bates for the Sabres. Dunga Kenge taking the ball up the court. He gets it to number 2, Brody Gray. Now he feeds it in low to Bates. Bates with the layup, up and good. First points of the game goes to the Sabres, 2-0. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. Mark Lehman taking it up himself, and I think he is going to get called for a travel.
Got it stuck on his thigh, trying to get that get the dribble around him and his body there.
A pretty high pace early on. Taking the ball up the court is Brody Gray. Now to Dunga Kenge.
The Sabres and their fans against the world here right now. This is a great crowd, not only between the student sections of both Schlarman and Loslet, but the Schlarman families and adults interested in this game. They're in attendance in pretty good numbers tonight.
You sure got that. Great environment here for this regional championship. Wide open shot for Hayden Bates. Missed. Rebound Gray, and he puts it up. No good. Rebound to Slarman, number 23. Miles Crosby has it. 11 taking it up the court here. Jackson Little. Oh, no, pardon me. No, this pass is stolen by Dunga Kenge. He's going to take it up himself, and he's going to get his pocket picked by Pinkston. Great effort by Pinkston as he comes rushing up the court.
That won't be the only alliteration you use with Marquand tonight.
Crosby's got the ball driving in. Nice, powerful drive by Crosby as he makes a layup. Quick pass up to Brody Gray. 2-2, 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Back to Gray. Gray has it on the wing. Dribbles inside and gives it out to Bates. Pass inside, and it's deflected. Caught by Mark Lehman, and he's going to give it to Fowler. Fowler pulls up from the free throw line, and he hits a brick. Rebound Bates. Bates gives it to Dunga Kenge, and he's going to take it up the court again. Pinkston is sticking to his man like glue. Gray has the ball again, dribbling it at the top of the key. Throws it over into the wing, and another great defensive play by Mark Lehman as he almost intercepts the pass. He's going to knock it out of bounds. And that'll give the ball to STM on an inbound here. 2-2, 4:58 to go in the first quarter. High pace, but not a lot of scoring. Inbounding for STM will be Hayden Bates. Quick pass inside, almost picked by Crosby. So they'll have another chance at an inbound play. Bates trying to get it in. He gets it to number 30 for a deep three. No, he fakes it. And Bates goes up, and he gets his shot stuffed. Mason Crosby with great defense, high energy. And it's actually going to be out of bounds. And Schlarman's ball. Schlarman's going to see the full court press again.
our listeners got to hear a week ago what a defensive championship looked like or sounded like between Salt Fork and Georgetown. We may see that here tonight. Both these teams hunkering down on defense early on in this one.
Fowler with the pump fake, takes a step inside, then a little jump back, jump shot fade away from the elbow. So Fowler gets his first bucket of the night. Schlarman's leading scorer finally sees one goes through. 4-2 Schlarman. Dunga Kenge getting defended like a glove by Pinkston. Brody Gray has the ball, dribbling around the top of the key, gives it to Bates. Bates dribble, drives, back out to Kenge. Gray's got the ball. He's got someone wide open. It's number 30, Kaufman, and he puts it up and in. Well, his first bucket of the game to even it up at 4. STM sticking with the full court press all throughout this first quarter so far.
And if you're the Sabres, you don't want to give Fowler room. There's several of the medium to long three-point shots he's made here this year.
So a steal from the Sabres. Brody Gray's got the ball. He's going to take a long three. He's open, and it's long. Rebound, Noah Fowler. And now Sarman's going to push it up the court quickly. Fowler dribbles in towards the lane, and he hits a floater. Back-to-back buckets for Fowler. And Schlarman leads it 6-4. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this action-packed first quarter. A dribble drive, and we got a travel on STM. And we'll get our first substitution of the game.
It's going to be Ambrose coming in. Ambrose had a nice game the other night. Good size. And he's going in for Gray, so you'll get the Twin Towers in there. And Jaeger's no slouch either. You get Jaeger and Kaufman. Bates and coming off the bench there, Ambrose. So you've got some height in there for the Sabres right now. Try to give a little bit of a mismatch in there for the Schlarman Hilltoppers.
Fowler works off the screen beautifully, weaves his way through the trees in the lane and gets another layup. He's up to 6 points here in the first quarter. Dunga Kenge gives the ball off to Owen Jaeger. Jaeger to Bates. Bates shoots a three off the backboard, no, and a nice rebound by Marquand Pinkston. And now Schlarman's going to pick up the pace, taking it down the court quickly. Fowler with a step back, and they're going to call him for a travel. Well, we've had quite a few travels here in the first quarter.
With the Euro step, you definitely want to make progress towards the basket there, and that's what Fowler was trying to do. He just got stopped, and whenever you don't complete the shot, they're going to call that travel.
Ambrose had to take off his wristband, diligently calling this game. Inbound to Dunga Kenge. Pinkston guarding his man tightly all this quarter. Pass into Ambrose, picked by Pinkston. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler going coast to coast, tries the left-handed layup, can't get it to fall. Bates with the rebound, off to Dunga Kenge. Deep three, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound offensively for the Sabres, and we have another travel.
Official staying on top of it, watching those feet.
8-4, 2:09 to go. Schlarman leads in the first quarter, and we have our first timeout of the quarter.
We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on your OSF Healthcare courtside with Schlarman leading 8-4. Back in 30 on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
We're back here at Salt Fork for the Schlarman Regional. Schlarman's leading St. Thomas More 8-4 with about 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Crosby's got the ball, trying to work his way into the post as he's guarded by Ambrose. He forces his way to the rim and a powerful layup for Crosby. A nice play by Crosby. Dunga Kenge, running point for the Sabres. He's got the ball again as they work the ball around the perimeter. Now they try to feed it into Ambrose. Ambrose is met by multiple defenders as Kenge shoots a three. No. Offensive rebound to Ambrose. He goes up and strong and a whistle. And this could be an and one. And it is. We'll get our first free throw attempts of this game.
That's Fowler with his first foul of the evening.
So Ambrose off the bench, getting a big bucket for the Sabres in this regional championship game.
Sherrill is going to come in for Rapier.
Ambrose dribbles, shoots the free throw, rattles around the rim and in. 7-10, Schlarman leads, 1:33 to go in the quarter. St. Thomas More with their press.
That ended a 6-0 run for Schlarman.
Nice pass, but he gets his shot blocked. Sherrill off the feed from Fowler, can't get it to go, and going coast to coast, the Sabres try to get a layup. He throws it off the bottom of the backboard. Number 32, Ogun Eager, couldn't get it to fall, but he gets fouled, and the Sabres will go back to the free throw line.
That one on Miles Crosby, third team foul for Schlarman.
And STM has yet to get a whistle blown on them. First free throw attempt is no good for Eager. It's the back of the rim and rolls off.
Jaeger, who had a hot start the other night, had where did the list go here? He had 11 in the first period the other night.
Two quick goals. He misses, but a rebound for Ambrose. Out deep for a three. No. And an offensive or a defensive rebound for Crosby. He's going to push it up court to Pinkston. Pinkston had Sherrill but couldn't find him. And he gets his shot blocked by Bates. It'll stick with Schlarman with 1 minute to go in the first period. 10-7, Schlarman leads. Inbound goes to Crosby. Crosby guarded by Yeager. Dunga Kenge guards Fowler. Fowler gets it to Pinkston. Pinkston has it at the top of the key. Tries to cross over Ambrose, who's got a big size difference on him. Into Crosby. Had two defenders on him. Tries to go up for the shot, and there is a foul on the attempt. So Crosby will head to the line.
Foul on Ambrose that time.
That's his first foul. This will be Schlarman's first shot from the free throw line, and it is up and off the front of the rim, no good.
Ben Rufato is coming in, and Bates getting a much-needed rest. He's been really the centerpiece for the Sabres here thus far.
And another missed free throw, so free throws have not been kind to either team. Ambrose with the board, and Dunga Kenge takes it up. Gives it to Yeager. Yeager tries to dribble drive on the baseline, gets stopped. Ambrose has the ball. Back out to Kenge. A lot of good ball movement here from the Sabres on this possession, but that little floater is short by Yeager. And it's off the Sabres out of bounds. Schlarman basketball as they have a three-point lead here in the first quarter and a few subs coming in. Number 22 for Schlarman is coming into the game. Crosby's going to inbound it to Fowler. He's double-teamed on the full-court press. Four defenders pressing the two-ball point guards here. And now Fowler's got the ball. Pull up long two off the rim, and it's not going to go, but it's going to be out of bounds off STM. And that'll give 5 seconds in the first quarter for Schlarman to put up a shot here. See if they can grow their slim lead of three. Jackson Little's going to check into the game here. Give Brody Gray a few extra seconds of rest. 5 seconds to go. Fowler's going to have to launch here with 1 second from the free throw line. All around the rim and no good. 10-7 is the score. Schlarman leads it at the end of the first quarter.
We will take 1 minute off, be back for second period action here from the Salt Fork Regional Championship. Schlarman 10, St. Thomas Moore 7. OSF Healthcare Courtside, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-through, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Underway here in the second period, it is a 10-7 Schlarman lead, working through the lane to put up no good by Kaufman. Back the other direction. Here's Pinkston. Eurostep put up. Too high off the glass. No good. Battling around for the rebound. Jaeger comes up from it. Jaeger goes from coast to coast. Put up at the other end. It's good. And it's back to a one-point contest.
Nice execution by Jaeger as he stayed composed down to get that layup to bring it to within one.
It's a 5-0 run for St. Thomas Moore. There's Fowler. The semicircle over across the court. Pinkston for three, overshot right into the hands of Rufato. Donga Kinge will bring it up the court. 1 minute off the clock here in the second. 1 point lead for Schlarman, 10-9.
That last possession, you saw the Sabres double teaming Fowler. Probably sound decision as he's been their leading scorer.
Right wing now the put up. Jackson Little, who had a big game off the bench Wednesday night against La Salette, gets his first points of the night. And the Sabres retake the lead, 11-10.
And we got a jump ball, so finally that full court press from the Sabres cashes in for them as they get their first turnover off of it.
The possession arrow favors the Hilltoppers. Jack Barber into the contest for the Toppers. As Ripier has a seat. Coming up the court here, Little fouls his numerical counterpart, Fowler.
And that should be Little's first foul of the game as he just sees his first court action.
11-10, St. Thomas Moore. 6:40 and counting here in period number two. Fowler loses it temporarily off of Donga Kinge. Inside to Crosby against a trio of white jerseys on the strip. Crosby had to foul Little.
Yeah, Little might have had a coast-to-coast opportunity there. A heads-up play, and we're going to get a substitution here for the Hilltoppers.
That is going to be Ian Beasley coming in for Crosby.
Crosby has played hard in this early going of the game. He could probably use a little bit of a breather.
Second, yeah, two fouls will go to the bench. Beasley, who did not see time on Wednesday's action, going to get into this contest. Here's Donga Kinge to his right wing to Kaufman. Kaufman underneath to Little, back out to Donga Kinge, back to Kaufman. Inside to Rufato. Rufato in and out, no good. Jaeger comes flying in and stripping it away is Beasley, and then right into the Schlarman bench.
So Beasley gets in, he makes a great hustle play to get the rebound. Pass had been just a little amped up and throws it out of bounds.
Pass was a little high. So Little will inbound it right in front of the Hilltoppers bench to Jaeger. 6 minutes on the clock. 11-10, Sabres lead. They are on a 7-0 run. Jaeger going to get charged for the foul there.
An offensive foul on Jaeger, and they might have to pause the game for some blood here.
He is going to go see the fine specialist from Carl here. It's the trainer of the evening.
I'll be interested to see if the Sabres can keep this full court press up the whole game and keep their some kind of small rotation of players, their feet under them, and having the energy to do it. It just takes a lot out of a team to press that aggressively for four quarters of the game.
Medical timeout.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Patterson's a little flummoxed here and what's taken so long. Why they don't have to...
Well, I think in that situation, you want to get a substitution in there, keep the flow of the game going.
That's what I think he's trying to say here. Looks like the trainer's cleaning blood off of his jersey. I'm glad they're being precautious here, but this is a long stop for not having a sub.
Absolutely. Well, and the officials doing everything they can to dodge the interaction between them and Patterson. Here's the inbound. Mark Lehman will put it in to play for the Hilltoppers. He finds Fowler. They bring it across the timeline. Fowler, spin move. Little fadeaway, put up, no good. See if hands underneath. Run down by Barber. And reach in by Little on Fowler there. Will give him his second foul of the evening.
That's his second foul. Little, as most people get a foul called on them, did not think he committed the slap of the hand, but I think we could hear it up here.
Lehman inbound to Fowler once more. Fowler trying to lose Donga Kinge. Go to his right. Here's Pinkston. Pinkston to the lane. Works his way through and overshot. Goes up over the backboard, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
And that looks like the foul's on Donga Kinge.
Actually, that's on Little.
He's racked up three quick fouls.
They threw up the double ones there. And Little, who brings the intensity off the bench, maybe bringing it a little misguided here this evening. First shot by Pinkston is good. That's Marquand's first point of the evening.
A little shooter's touch on that one. It hits the front of the rim, bounces almost to the ceiling.
Little will come out, Bates back in. Second shot, no good. Jaeger with the rebound. Tied at 11, 5.5 left to go. First half, Jaeger, no look pass over to Donga Kinge. Steps up, back to Jaeger, top of the arc.
Kinge passed up a wide open three.
Here's Bates in the corner. Now Kaufman underneath Rafato. Turn around, put up is good.
Well, Rafato comes in off the bench and gets a bucket and gives STM the lead.
13-11. Steal as Pinkston falls down. Here's Donga Kinge feeding Bates, and he gets stuck by Fowler. Fowler then throws it away, and now we've got Beasley, who wanted a jump ball, but just where he was, got wrapped around, and he's going to get called for the foul there.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they're going to say he had a little contact. I thought it was almost a jump ball. And the La Salette faithful are letting the refs hear it.
They don't do that. They don't get a chance to cut loose off, and they're going to do it tonight. So Beasley will come out, Crosby back in. Inbound rainbow shot inbounds from Bates to Kaufman. Kaufman works the lane, put up, no good. He'll go line to shoot two. Foul courtesy of number 30. That is
Jack Barber. He gets his first foul.
Had to think for a minute. There he's over here talking to the coach. I was like, where did he go? His numerical counterpart makes the first shot. Nate Kaufman, who's relation was the second leading scorer all time in IHSA history. Andy Kaufman is now third, thanks to the gentleman down at Weber Township. Makes both those shots. 15-11. It's been an 11-1 run for St. Thomas More.
And Brody Gray's going to come in for Rafato.
Fowler with gets it away. to Crosby. Here's Pinkston. Pinkston through the lane, put up is no good. Just couldn't get the roll. Donga Kenge back the other direction here. Up the court, here's Gray, left wing. Inside, Bates back out to Donga Kenge on the volleyball line. Kaufman inside, Bates turnaround, put up is good.
Clean play there and a nice executed layup by the Sabres.
Foul on the inbounds. Donga Kenge with his first of the evening. And with five fouls as a team, that means that the Hilltoppers will be shooting free throws with the bonus the rest of the first half. So they want to take advantage of being aggressive on the offensive side. Fowler's first shot is in and out, no good. Fowler, who leads all scorers with six.
Fowler's been quiet in the second period.
Quiet no more. There's number seven. 17-12. Put up, no good. Back the other direction. Here's Pinkston. And stuffed in the lane is Fowler. 10 balls around. Here's Donga Kenge. Over to Kaufman. Kaufman, delayed put up is good.
Heavy play by Kaufman, who looked like he didn't quite have his feet under him. And it looks like we have a timeout on the floor by Schlarman.
We'll take it with them. 19-12. St. Thomas More leads. 3:47. Let's go. First half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on your OSF Healthcare court side. Courtesy of the Riff and Doug Mobile Studios on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
19-12, St. Thomas More leads. Currently, it's a 15-2 run that the Sabres are on.
This has been a high-paced game.
That's after ending a 6-0 run from the Hilltoppers. Inbound to Pinkston. Here's Fowler.
Sabres in man defense. They've been in it pretty much the whole game.
Layman hands off to Fowler. Fowler to Pinkston. 3.5 left to go. Pinkston through the lane. The put up is no good, but he'll draw a pair of free throws.
Yeah, that's a pretty obvious foul there called on Owen Yeager.
That's Yeager's second. And I think that's what you got to do if you're Schlarman right now. You want to try to work to get the Sabres in a little further foul trouble than what you got. You're going to get shots here. Get these guys in foul trouble here in the first half. And that's going to create some mismatches for you, for them in the second half. First shot by Pinkston's good. He's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Make that 3 for 4. Those big rainbow shots getting it to work. Donga Kenge with the travel.
That is a costly turnover. As you just get the ball back and you, an unforced error, it called for a travel as you take the ball up the court on an inbounds.
There's Fowler. Walk over to his right. Crosby and heavy traffic, put up no good. Pinkston, second effort is.
What a great offensive rebound by Pinkston. Undersized, didn't matter. The good hops.
Kaufman inside to Bates, back out to Kaufman, sets for three. It's no good. Rebound by Lehman.
Come back and help me.
Up to Fowler. Fowler through underneath, foul on the floor.
Good move.
Fowler will go back to the free throw line.
Foul's going to be courtesy of Bates. That's his second.
Oh, yeah, the Sabres are going to have to be careful here as they're...
Fowler, 1 for 2 from the line. Make that 2 for 3. He's got 8. He'll get one more and draw it back within a point.
It's been a little bit of a game of runs here in the second quarter.
Ambrose to come in for Bates. Schlarman's led as much as 6. The Sabres have led by 7. And it is... now a 1-point lead with Fowler scoring his 9th point.
That's how steal!
There's Ambrose. Donga Kenge. Gray. Left wing. Put up. Is good. The long two.
Long two for Brody Gray. That's his first bucket of the evening. And that gets STM back to a 3-point lead. And their full court press back in action.
Crosby. That one knocked away off the inbounds. Slapped away by Kaufman.
They made baskets really help the Sabres because it allows them to set up their press.
Fowler up the court to Pinkston. Marquand gets stripped away by Ambrose. Still pinballing around. Crosby comes up with it. Through the lane, and they're going to call him for the travel.
Fairly chaotic turn of events, leading off with Pinkston trying to get a shot up off of the much taller Ambrose. That's a tough physical matchup for Pinkston. It's just a little bit undersized when Ambrose is defending.
Rufato will come in for Jaeger. Here's Donga Kenge over to Gray on the left side. Ambrose. Pinkston takes it away from Ambrose. Ambrose got him wrapped up, took him down. That will be a foul.
Take it off!
The second
Take
one of the evening on Ambrose.
Take it off!
Being so, in the bonus has proven very fruitful for Schlarman. Chad, you mentioned that about the second they got into it. And they've been getting a lot of free throw attempts here.
75% free throw shooter tonight for Pinkston. That one's going to fall short.
Hand up, use your leg! Use your leg!
Pinkston has a high arcing free throw shot, and that one, I believe, failed to miss the rim. See if he can redeem himself here on his second shot.
Ambrose comes out. He's gone. Misses that one. Jaeger goes to the floor with it. Some groans from the faithful here. Here's Kaufman over to Gray in the far left corner. Underneath to Rufato, knocked away, last touched by Schlarman. Buck 53 left to go here. Second period. Rapier comes out. Sherrill comes in. Bates comes in. And Gray out from the Sabres. It's 21-18. St. Thomas More with a 3-point lead. Got a Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show coming up. Inbound to Jaeger. Misses the first shot. Put up is good on the second effort. He's got 4. Back to a 5-point lead.
Little inbound play for the Sabres is Jaeger just found himself sneaking free as he cuts towards the basket.
There's Noah Fowler. Goes to his right to Pinkston on the right wing. Pinkston through the lane. Euro steps put up. Nope. And a call for the travel.
But both teams are being hit with the travels. If you're saying, Chad, on those Euro steps, they just haven't quite mastered it, or at least it's getting called so tightly in this game. Might have to check on that at halftime.
Absolutely. Always wanted to ask for clarification. You want to know how your officials are calling the game so you can adjust. Here's Bates over to Kaufman, top of the arc. Kaufman through the lane, put up is no good. And then foul on the play on the come down.
Yeah, they're going to call it on Crosby.
That'll be Crosby's 3rd.
That means Rapier is going to have to come in for the last 1 minute and 11 seconds to keep Crosby out of further foul trouble.
Kaufman to the line. First shot is up. It's good. Kaufman with 7. Rapier back in as will mention. Crosby to the bench. Ambrose comes in for Bates. Gray will come back in. And out will come Yeager. 24-18, St. Thomas More. 71 seconds left until halftime. Second shot is up. It's good.
Kaufman gets to 8 points on two free throws. High-paced action. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be STM's ball. Schlarman was just a little bit sped up trying to break the press. First pass was clean. Second one, not so much.
Bates will inbound. No, Lurse will get timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds off. 25-18. St. Thomas More leads. 105 left in the second. OSF Healthcare courtside on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
65 seconds left here in second period action. St. Thomas More with the possession. 25-18, Sabres lead. Here's Yeager inside. Turnaround put up. Overshot it. Rough auto. Comes up with the rebound. Checks it back out with Bates, then gets another effort. No good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Sabres. Ambrose and Gray back in. Yeager and Bates come out.
See if this is a little bit of an offense-defense or just to get some of the starters a little bit of extra rest.
Well, I think they're also playing the foul game here, Will.
Yeah.
Full court press for the Sabres. Lehman gets it up court. Here is Schreil. Schreil and Fowler back and forth. Now Fowler, 30 seconds left. Here's baseline. A little fadeaway on the baseline, put up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Last touch by Ambrose. Going out of bounds. Here is Fowler over to his right, Pinkston. Pinkston and loses it right in the hands of Rafato. 15 seconds. Here's Donga Kinge, almost lost it, threw it behind him. Here's Gray. Gray's going to get charged with a travel with 7.6 seconds left. So Schlarman's got to work up court against a full court press.
So they're not going to have much time to do it.
To Fowler. Fowler, right side lane, loses it, goes out of bounds.
It's going to stick with Schlarman. The press has been so effective for the Sabres in this first half, but Fowler just had his way. I'm surprised he got to the rim so easily.
Lehman inbound. Can't get it away. Three-quarter length shot, no good. We go to the half with a 25-18 lead. For the Sabres of St. Thomas More, we go to the locker room. We've got the Country Financial Agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime show coming up. We'll look at the Frank's House of Color, painting the floor point totals. Serve Pro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule, U.S. Diagnostic Center second half adjustments all coming up. 25-18, Sabres lead in your OSF Healthcare courtside. WITYRadio.com, WITY Radio app. Back in just a few moments.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available, for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-thru, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Welcome to the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Let Dustin help you plan your financial future by calling him at 217-733-2154.
At the half here at Salt Fork, it is a 25-18 lead for St. Thomas More. Your Country Financial Agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime show. Visit Dustin in Fairmount for all your insurance needs. Find him at 102 North Main Street as you enter on the north side of Fairmount. Go check out his new office and make sure you check out the Central Illinois Wrestling Digest in our podcast section, WITYradio.com. Wrestling season wrapping up here, along with basketball season. Let's take a look at the Frank's House of Color painting the floor. Point totals for the first half. Find Frank's House of Color across from the Riverside in Danville. Paint the floor, paint the house, paint all the walls, paint anything you want.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh paints from Frank's House of Color. Schlarman, 10 and 8 for their 18. Led scoring by Noah Fowler, 9 points. He's 3 for 4 from the line. Kingston's added 5 points. He is 3 of 5 from the line. Miles Crosby, 4 points. He's 0 for 2 from the line. That's the scoring for Schlarman. For St. Thomas More, 7 and 18 for their 25. 8 points for Nate Kaufman to lead the way. He's 4 for 4 from the line. You have Yeager with 4 points. He's 0 for 2 from the line. 4 points from Bates. 3 from Ambrose, who's 1 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Little, 2 points for Rufato, and 2 points for Gray. The Hilltoppers led after 1-10-7, and then it was an 18-8 advantage in the second period for the Sabres to get that 7-point lead. But it was a system of runs, as Will said on a couple of occasions there. A 6-0 run that built a 10-4 lead for the Hilltoppers, then a 13-1 run that put the St. Thomas More Sabres back out in front. Twice the Hilltoppers got back within one, and then here at the half, it's a 7-point lead, 25-18. We'll be back with a look at your SurfPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. UHAS Diagnostic Center second half adjustments coming up at the half. 25-18 Sabres lead. Back with more of your Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Verona County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Crowd cheering the Schlarman Hilltoppers back onto the floor. They're down by a count of 25-18 into Salt Fork. 1A boys regional championship game. Chad and Will back with the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. Let's take a look around the area. Elsewhere tonight, you've got Leroy and Hayworth up at Hoopston in the regional championship there. No update on that. Tuscola leading Windsor Stu Straws at the half, 40-12 at the Tuscola regional championship. In the 2A regional championship, you have Pontiac leading PBL in the Mantino regional, 43-30. And that is about 2 minutes left in quarter number three. And then elsewhere you've got Unity and Maroa Forsyth at Maroa. You've got at St. Joe Ogden tonight, Warrensburg Latham and St. Joe. No updates on those games there. We do know at the IACS state tournament, First Baptist Christian won their early game. They got another game tonight. On the Indiana side, Crawfordsville over Covington in a final 90-36. Is North Vermillion leading late fourth period over Seeger 46-45. Elsewhere, Benton Central at Logan Sport, Terre Haute South at Park Heritage, Riverton Park at Clay City. Girls, the First Baptist Christian girls team lost to Rosamond earlier today. They'll play in the third place game tomorrow. Track and field also going on today. We'll have updates coming up in postgame. Serpro Vermillion County. And Team McGuire, like it never even happened, sponsoring our schedule and scoreboard. Quickly, Will, we've got UHAS Diagnostics second half adjustments. Find UHAS Diagnostics Center east of exit 210 for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center just right off Route 150. And if you're the Schlarman Hilltoppers, you want to get Fowler started, and I think you want to cut down on the fouls. If you're St. Thomas Moore, you haven't needed Jaeger to have a big game because you've had some other guys really step up tonight. You want to keep that flow going.
I don't know if you read my notes because I wrote down Schlarman might want to run some ISO for Fowler. Just keep him in the game, get him a few more shots outside of the free throw line. And absolutely, St. Thomas More would probably love to stop fouling. A lot of points for Schlarman coming from the stripe.
Absolutely. We'll have third period coming up with Will Schell on the call. Thanks for tuning in to the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. We'll have more coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
This has been the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Reach Dustin at 217-733-2154. Third quarter is coming your way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-thru, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
And Kaufman just puts a layup in to take the lead to 9 for St. Thomas More. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're in the second half of a regional championship game at Salt Forks High School. Pinkston has the ball for the Schlarman Lions as he tries to make a floater. No good. Gets his own rebound. It's up and good. And he gets a foul and one. So Pinkston getting things going for Schlarman early on in the second half. A wild shot. Windmill looking like layup. And he draws the foul for an and one. Free throws up and off the backboard. Almost good. But it's rebounded by Owen Yeager. Grace got the ball on the wing. Goes across the court to Yeager. Yeager trying to get it inside, but back up top to Dunga Kenge. Now Gray has it, dribbles it around the perimeter. Back to Dunga Kenge. Little two-man action between Kenge and Gray. Yeager has the ball now, tries to feed it into Yeager. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Noah Fowler. One of these two teams' Cinderella story is going to end tonight. The other one's going to be crowned regional champion. 27-20, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bates across court pass to Kaufman. Kaufman, the leading scorer tonight for the Sages. Gets it to Dunga Kenge, back to the top of the key to Kaufman. He's going to drive off the backboard. No. Rebound Crosby. Crosby gives it to Fowler. Fowler's going to take the ball up court, pushes it to Pinkston. Pinkston dribbling down the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. Crosby with an offensive rebound. He's double-teamed. Goes up for the layup, and it's going to be called a foul.
He went right into the torso of Kaufman. Kaufman had doubled over and ended up getting the foul.
Crosby gets his 6th point of the game, and he will go to the line.
There's the 6 point for Crosby we were looking for earlier when we were messing up the stat sheets.
It's hard when you're doing it yourself. We should look into a spotter.
Hey, power gather. I need a little bit more coming in for that to
Crosby misses the free throw. Rebound by Kaufman. Brody Gray will take the ball up the court for the Sages. Sages in their white jerseys, Sharman in their blue. Feeds it in to Rafato. Back out to Gray for a three. Off the rim, long, no. Gray gets his own rebound, and it's blocked by Crosby. Out of bounds, and it will stay with St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More quickly grew the lead to 9 here in the third quarter, but now Schlarman's cut it to 5. Inbound to Gray.
That's a steal.
Now Kaufman's got it. Kaufman's yet to dribble, and he gives it to Dunga Kenge. Now to Gray. Back into Kaufman. He's going to shoot a short jumper up and good. 29-22. St. Thomas More sticking with their press. This one was breaking easily by Fowler. Fowler's going to dribble, try to take it himself. A lot of contact there, and the whistle is blown. That's going to be a foul, I believe, on Ben Rafato.
Hey, you got to be more aggressive on defense, though.
Oh, they're actually going to call it on
Yeager.
Yeager.
That'll be Yeager's third.
Yeah, he's going to have to be careful. Inbound to Crosby. Crosby dribbles down the baseline. Power step, layup in, off the backboard and good.
Let's go, Kyle!
29-24. Brody Gray's going to take the ball up the court. It looks like Schlarman is in a 2-3 zone now. Wide open shot for Kaufman. And it's no good. We'll see if this is off of Schlarman. It is, so the ball will stick with St. Thomas More.
Got a shoe-tying timeout.
Looks like he's going for the patented double knot on the very long laces he's got on his rainbow-colored shoes. And Rafato will handle the inbound duties. Gets it into Kaufman, back in to Rafato, now to Gray. Fakes the three, pulls up from the free throw line, up and good. 2 points for Brody Gray. 31-24, and they've got Noah Fowler trapped, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds, and the full court press from the Sabres earns them their second turnover off the press tonight. So they'll get the ball down on their end here. 31-24, inbound to Brody Gray. Brody Gray's going to dribble now, cross-court pass. Dunga Kenge has it now. He's run the point well. He's going to shoot a long two off the back of the rim, and it's going to be out of bounds. Sabres ball. Votto back to familiar territory as he handles the inbound. Looked like he had Kaufman for a wide open layup, but they're going to go to Brody Gray, and they're going to run their offense again. A lot of passes around the perimeter. Kenge dribbles now as he backs up a little, gets a screen, and now we got a whistle. Looks like it's going to be called on Mark Lehman.
A second foul of the evening for Mark.
7-point lead here for the Sabres. They're going to try and expand on that here. Dunga Kenge gets double teamed, trapped in the corner. He makes a heads up play and calls the timeout.
We'll call the timeout with him. Back in 30 seconds with the Sabres leading 31-24, 4:39 left to go in your OSF Healthcare courtside. WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
And we're back. Inbound to Dunga Kenge. Dribbles down to the corner, almost gets trapped again, but squirms his way out. Farming back into man defense, and they're going to get a foul called on Rapier.
Rapier.
He's been battling foul trouble, I thought.
That's first on Jamie this evening.
Inbound pass couldn't be reeled in, and now Pinkston's going to try and take it all the way. He gets another layup. 9 points now for Pinkston. And that wakes up the crowd here at Schlarman. St. Thomas More back to using some a little bit of pace as they work the ball around the perimeter. Lots of passes across the court, but they couldn't reel that one in as Crosby catches it. And Crosby shoots a pull-up jumper from short range. St. Thomas More couldn't reel in the defensive rebound out of bounds off of Jaeger.
Jaeger just dribbled it off of his shin. Bang, bang play. Didn't give him enough time to recover.
He can't guard you.
So Fowler will take the inbounds. He's going to get it out to Crosby. Crosby has the ball in the corner. Looking for some help. He feeds it into Fowler, who's double-teamed. Fowler doesn't care as he shoots.
Wow.
An athletic jump shot, and he gets it to fall, and it brings it within three. It's 28-31. Schlarman trailing by three with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Kaufman's got the ball after it was bouncing around, floating in the air. Layup missed. Pinkston pushing the pace up the court. Tries to get a layup, and they're going to call a charge on Pinkston. Dunga Kenge draws it. Good defense by the Sabre point guard.
Good presence of mind for Dunga Kenge to stay pat. Pinkston didn't help himself by going wildly into him.
And Jackson Little's back in the game for the Sabres. He's taking the ball up the court for him on this possession. Guarded by Mark Lehman. Right in his face. And Pinkston right in Dunga Kenge's face. Intensity's picking up in the second half. Layup for Rafato. No good. Rebound. Miles Crosby. He's been big on the boards. Fowler gets the ball stop, gives it to Mark Lehman. Lehman with the layup, up and good. We have a one-point game. Sabres lead at 31-30. The crowd on their feet here in Salt Fork, rooting on Schlarman. And Jaeger tries to drive, and he's going to get tripped by Pinkston.
With that first bucket in the period, it was a nine-point lead, 27-18 for the Sabres. Since that point in time, Schlarman on a 13-3 run.
Schlarman's some steady, really good rebounding, especially from Crosby here in the third quarter. Getting extra possessions from Schlarman, and that's exactly what they needed as they were trailing by nine. Now we got a one-point ball game with the regional championship on the line. Inbound to Kaufman. Back into Yates. Yates going to try to go up with it, and he's blocked by Crosby. A great defensive effort. Rebound by Kaufman. Saves the team from a turnover. And now some wild passing leads to an out-of-bounds tipped by Schlarman. Crowd is feeling it. Inbound easy pass to Kaufman. He tries a left-handed reverse layup. Doesn't work. And now Schlarman can take the lead. Fowler goes all the way to the rim with a reverse layup. And now Schlarman leads it 32-31. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Jaeger going all the way to the rim, and there's a blocking foul called on Fowler.
Yep.
Little.
The intensity picking up here, and you could tell that that has motivated Schlarman. You wonder if the fans can help them sustain that here the rest of the contest.
I absolutely think so. This is. See how the Sabres can stay composed here. And a missed free throw for number 32.
Jaeger has had his struggles in this contest. It is a stark contrast to what we saw here on the floor just 48 hours ago.
If he makes this, we'll have a game all knotted up at 32. And he swished it in. And Dunga Kenge almost steals the inbound pass. Instead, he'll step on the line, and Schlarman will get another chance to inbound it. St. Thomas More ratcheting up their press. We've got three Schlarman ball players down here on their side of the court. Fowler gives it to Crosby. Crosby with a layup up and good, and Crosby is really cooking now. He's up to 8 points. Jaeger is going to speed things up. He gets the ball stopped, but he finds a great look in to Hayden Bates as he evens it up at 34. Pinkston now has the ball. He goes for a layup. No good. Rebound Jaeger. And the pace is electric now. Both teams flying up and down the court. Schlarman thinks Jaeger traveled as he dove for a loose ball.
They're going to say
Little has it.
Yeah, they'll say he dove for it rather than controlled it all the way down.
And that pass is intercepted by Crosby. Another big play on the defensive side for Crosby. Fowler has the ball. He picked up his dribble, gets it to Crosby at the top of the key. Crosby dribbles between his legs. Back to Fowler now. He's going to take a deep three off the front of the rim. No. And they're going to get, I think, an over the back on Crosby. And if that is on Crosby,
that'll be number four on Miles.
That's a big fourth foul on Miles Crosby in the third quarter. So he'll have to come out of the game. Rapier will come in for him. St. Thomas More's trying to press, but the pace has been so fast, they haven't been able to set up their defense as soon as Schlarman's breaks it. And I think that's part of it. I wonder if we'll see that adjustment in the second or in the fourth period.
Well,
here.
And what Schlarman's done a good job of this evening has been stop and go, stop and go. And they've been keeping St. Thomas More off of off kilter with that.
Absolutely. So Hayden Bates had his first free throw attempt hit the rim and fall to the floor. No good. And another one short. Offensive rebound almost wrangled in by Kaufman. Instead, Fowler has it now. Guarded by Dunga Kenge, and he almost knocks it away.
Mark Lehman now coming to help out his teammate. He tries to dribble. Ball stopped. Fowler's got the ball again. Man defense for the Sabres. Good screen. Fowler finds Pinkston down low, and he's blocked by Nick Kaufman, and he's feeling it. Out of bounds, though, and it's going to stay with Schlarman. 34-34. And I didn't see this, but Kaufman played that whole possession with only one shoe. One of his teammates launched it to him from across the court. Now he's got both shoes on, and we're ready to rock and roll. And we've got an offensive foul.
It's going to be on Pinkston. Yeah, with the intensity in this game, you want to keep your cool. The last thing you want is any text down the stretch here that's going to cost your team in a close game.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Pinkston's got three fouls. So two key players for Schlarman in foul trouble. Pinkston with three, Crosby with four. We'll have to see when they bring Crosby in the fourth.
Officials are going to talk. Lehman is getting Coach Patterson back. Get him out of the officials' huddle there.
And while the officials are figuring out what's going on, they're going to take someone's calling a timeout.
Someone's calling a timeout. We'll figure it out. 30 seconds off. Tied at 34 with 55.3 seconds left in the third. Back with more of your OSF Healthcare courtside, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
We're back on WITY in the waning moments of the third quarter. We got a tie game in the regional championship. St. Thomas More with the ball, tries to feed it into Ambrose. It gets tipped away, but Bates goes up strong, and he makes it, and he's fouled, and one. 36-34. Sabres take the lead with 37 seconds to go. Bates will go back to the free throw line where he has struggled a bit today.
Lehman with his third foul of the evening.
Another starter for Schlarman in foul trouble. Bates makes that free throw, and he gets himself up to 7 points. Oh, 9 points, pardon me.
Go get the ball!
And Bates will come out of the game. Little in, Dungakenge in. Fowler gets his pocket picked and saved by Rapier. Pinkston has the ball at the top of the key. He dribbles, gives it to Lehman. Lehman now trying to get something going. Great, intense defense by Jackson Little. And now Fowler can take it into the lane, and he gets a running floater to fall. 37-36.
Makes it look so easy.
And Dungakenge is going to go all the way, and he puts a running layup in for, I think, his first basket of the game. He's run point all game, and now Fowler trying to do the same thing. But this one's a little long, and that falls short. 39-36, Sabres lead Schlarman in the regional championship game. We head to the fourth quarter on WITY and WITYradio.com.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Verona County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermont County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, personal and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
The Hilltoppers outscore the Sabres in that third frame, 18-14. Find themselves down by three, 39-36 as we open fourth period play. We'll show Chad Baker with you. Salt Fork 1A Boys Championship here in the regional. Fowler trying to go to the hoop, draws the foul. It's going to be courtesy of Jackson Little. It's Little's fourth foul. Let's get your foul reset. Little with four, Jaeger with three, Ambrose with two, Bates with two, Donga Kinge with one for the Sabres. Lehman trying to put up a basket. We get a... There's Ambrose trying to wrestle the ball away.
He thought
he was getting the jump ball there and ended up with a...
I guess they said he had possession, so he got the rebound, but also the travel.
Inbounds to Crosby. We'll get your foul reset on Schlarman in a moment. Here's Lehman on the right wing. Half a minute off the clock. Hilltoppers down by three. Fowler to tie. No. In and out. Rebound by Ambrose. Up the floor come the Sabres, and Pinkston wrestled it away from Gray, and then Gray immediately with the foul.
Yeah, really good hustle play by Pinkston. Almost gets a turnover all on his own there. Knocks the pass away. Fights it back from the other Sabre defender. He just put his foot out of bounds, so it'll stick with the Sabres.
Ambrose and Rufato come out. Gray and Kaufman back in for the Hilltoppers. Crosby with four, Pinkston, Lehman with three, Fowler with two, Rapier, Barber, and Beasley all with one. Here's Gray, long two on the baseline, put up is good.
Nice bucket for Broder Gray. He gets up to 6 points. Good ball movement from the Sabres to create a wide open shot.
Hilltoppers get through, full court press, and then knocked out of bounds by St. Thomas Moore.
Both teams' season on the line with about 7 minutes to go.
Inbounds to Noah Fowler.
Sabres staying in man defense here.
Lehman over to Fowler. Fowler through the right side lane out for Barber. Back to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler working inside to Crosby. Makes a path. Doesn't get the fall. Second effort does.
What an effort by Crosby, who's been so clutch on the boards all night for Schlarman.
Crosby with 12, back up to a three-point deficit. Now back to five after Kaufman's bucket at the other end.
Say two quick, clean passes for the Sabres lead to an easy bucket.
Here's Fowler. Steps back, thought three. Now Pinkston on the right wing. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Overshot it into the hands of Bates. Back the other direction. Six left to go in regulation. Sabres by five. Foul by Pinkston coming up the lane here. That is going to be Marquand's fourth foul of the evening.
And I think if he could have a do-over, he would take it because he didn't really need to reach in there. He could have just let Dunga Kenge take the ball up, maybe take a little step back and stop the ball with his feet rather than with his arms.
Rapier comes in as Barber comes out. Here's Gray. Cross to Kaufman. Kaufman. Trying to spin out of the lane, loses the ball. Lehman comes up with it. He can't really control it. Finally recovers. Noah Fowler, top of the arc. Goes to the right side, now into the corner, over to Pinkston. On the right wing. Here's Lehman between the circles. He'll go to the left side. To the baseline, put up, no good. Volleyed around. Pinballs around onto the ground. Jaeger comes up with it, gets it away to Bates. To Gray, to Dunga Kinge. Through the lane, he gets stripped. Reach in, and that's going to be Pinkston's fifth foul of the evening.
I can't tell who they're calling this on.
Nope, check that. Check that. Rapier.
Well, that's a good break for Schlarman.
That is a relief for Schlarman there.
And now they're going to get
Sherrail's coming in for Pinkston. So Pinkston will have a little bit more life in this contest.
And we'll see how long they can leave Pinkston on the bench here as they trail five.
Inbounds to Donga Kenge. The right side, he'll back off. Works his way through the lane, and that pass to the baseline, tipped out of bounds by Crosby. As nice, Kaufman was coming in.
Yeah, nice backdoor cut by Kaufman. They just couldn't quite connect on the pass. Good effort by Crosby, like you said, Chad, just to tip the ball and get it knocked out of bounds and prevent the easy layup.
Trail will come out. Barber back in.
Barber, who hasn't played much today, is going to have some clutch minutes.
Darius Atkinson is going to come into the contest. The crowd called for him. Rapier's coming out. Atkinson, who's been injured most of the season and had the spirited game last year in the championship, is in for the Hilltoppers. Here's Kaufman. Atkinson. Back and forth. Kaufman's shot falls short.
Atkinson coming in the game gives him a little, the fans a little shot in the arm.
He was the heart and soul of this team before the ACL injury last year. He is into the contest with 5 minutes left to go, down by five. Here's Jaeger. He can't get it to fall. Battles underneath. Second effort is good.
Great offensive rebound by Jaeger and an even stronger putback.
Here's Atkinson, left side, knocked away. Donga Kenge with an acrobatic save. Keeps him from going out of bounds, but into the hands of Crosby. Sabres by seven. Here's Fowler. Fowler through the right side of the lane. Can't get the first effort. Second effort doesn't fall. Rebound underneath by the Sabres.
Point blank shot. Couldn't get it to fall for Schlarman. With 4 minutes to go, we'll see if they slow it down. A timeout by the Sabres.
Timeout with 4:17 left to go. Sabres by seven in your OSF Healthcare courtside. Courtesy of the Riffin' Dog Mobile Studios, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermillionCounty.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
It's 45-38, St. Thomas More, the lead, 4:17 left to go in regulation. But the Hilltoppers, with the backing of the Crazies from La Salette and Cherius Atkinson entering the contest, they've got the fuel. Can they start the fire one more time? Coming down the stretch. Sabres inbound. It's Bates, Gray, Donga Kenge. Over to Gray. Inside to Bates, back out. Donga Kenge. Barber over, looking off Donga Kenge there.
Looks like STM's really slowing it down on this possession.
Here's Gray. Over to Kaufman. Kaufman whips it over to Gray. Gray back to Kaufman. Here's Gray. Two on the way. In and out, no good. Fowler with the rebound.
And Gray made his previous couple shots from that exact same spot. Couldn't get that one to fall.
Inside to Atkinson. Feeds Fowler. Sets him up for three. Off the back of the iron, no good.
I think both teams are still looking for their first three-pointer. Though. It'd be big here in the fourth quarter.
We haven't had one in this contest. You're correct, Will. Here's Gray. Hands it over to Donga Kenge. I think they're doing it to spite me. They know my call. Here's Gray. The volleyball line hands it to Donga Kenge. Inside a three. 7-point lead for the Sabres. Here's Gray. Back out to Bates in the corner for Gray. Here's Kaufman on the take. Layup falls short. Noah Fowler with the rebound.
Good cut to the basket by Kaufman. He just threw the layup right into the rim.
Fowler to Jarius. Jarius up the left side. Put up, falls short. Jarius getting a point. Getting some points would definitely lift the roof off this place. Up the court. Here's Jaeger. Jaeger to Bates wide open.
Up seven with 2:20 to go. St. Thomas Morris happily playing some Dean Smith ball. Really looking for a wide open easy bucket.
And Atkinson will be charged with his first foul to stop this nonsense. Pinkston come in. Barber will have a seat.
Pinkston's limping as he tries to come in. He's going to have to come back. I think he might have to come back out of the game.
Well, they're going to have to send him back in. Yeah, Pinkston. I don't know if it's an issue with his shoe or
he's cramping up or
cramped up or stepped weird, but the trainer will come over and check him out. Sherrill will come in instead of Barber. And instead of Pinkston. And Bates loses it. In transition, yeah. Gray thought he was going to take it. Some miscommunication by the Sabres.
Yeah, that was a, could be a big blunder. They're up seven, but you don't want to just hand the ball back to your opponent.
45-38. Here's Atkinson. Inside. Fowler loses it. Donga Kinge bats it around. Foul.
He's going to stay on the ground. He got hit hard.
It's going to be by Atkinson as he collides with Donga Kinge. You hate to see that there, Will.
Yeah, absolutely. Clean basketball play. Nothing.
Everybody's nothing been weird. Playing just, well. It's been a clean game.
Yeah, and just a hard hit.
Especially Donga Kinge in this contest has been really good.
He hasn't scored a lot, but he's run the point very well for St. Thomas More. And in the two minutes to go in the game when you're only up seven, you don't want to lose your point guard. You want that steadying hand because you know the defensive pressure is going to be cranked up to a maximum from Schlarman here for the last 1 minute and 55 seconds.
We'll take a timeout while they tend to him. Well, no, they won't because he's up quick. So let's keep it here.
I think he's going to stay in the game. Even.
Yeah, it's not football. You don't have to go out and set out a play.
are they should be down there? Yeah.
Now there's
both Kenge and Cheryl were kind of.
Yeah.
Hand-checking each other on the baseline.
So Schrail's going to get a foul attack.
Oh, that's a huge technical when you're trailing by seven. I wonder if it'll be a double team. They were both kind of jawing and hand-slapping each other.
And now the Toppers want to regain composure here because you're in a precarious position inside of two, down seven. You have the crazies. You have Jarius in. You don't have any other grill cards to play. You got some guys in foul trouble. And you cannot be making mistakes here.
Yeah, especially unforced errors like that. I guess you're just going to call a regular non-technical foul.
So that was Sherrill's first. They're going to say no tech. They're going to just go with the regular foul.
I'm glad you don't want to see a free throw and possession back on something as.
Here's Gray at the volleyball line over to the left side. And Bates, Kaufman to Bates underneath. We got Crosby down now.
Yeah, Crosby just kind of went down on his own.
In a play away from the basketball.
Trainer's going to go out and check on Crosby. Timeout on the floor.
This time we will take a 1 minute timeout. Be back.
45-38, St. Thomas More in the lead. Here on your OSF Healthcare Court side, WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Crosby gets a round of applause, comes off the floor under his own power. Inbounds. One by Lehman. A little bit of a rainbow shot in there from Bates. The inbounds inside a minute and a half. Hilltoppers need to get moving here. Here's Atkinson handing off to Fowler. Lane put up, no good. Bates underneath. And Fowler's going to hug Bates. Had one hand behind his back and had the other forearm on the basketball. We'll find out if it's flagrant.
So Kaufman had the block on the shot to get things going, and now the foul is going to lead to some free throws here. St. Thomas More is in the bonus.
Third foul for Fowler. 1:17 left. It's already 45-38. Sabres. Bates to the line. First shot does not fall.
Bates
has had his troubles
line
tonight.
Yes, he has.
He's had a 1-4 now. Schrail and Barber come out. Pinkston in. Pinkston, Lehman, Crosby, Fowler, and Atkinson in for the Hilltoppers. And that one falls short. Jaeger saves it, go out of bounds. Atkinson comes up with it. Beach picks it up court. Put up. Other end. Can't get it to fall. Second effort. And Pinkston's going to be fouled by Jaeger.
And Jaeger almost got in the ref's face, but Kaufman calms
him. The official with the slow pace over had his eye on him. Saying, one more inch. That's Jaeger's fourth foul, too.
Kingston fresh off the bench, and he fouls his own shot.
Misses it. Kingston with 9 points, but he is 3 of 8 tonight from the charity stripe. That one makes it 3 of 9.
And Crosby gets the rebound. Now Fowler.
Fowler! Brings it back within 45-40, 1 minute exactly left in regulation. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them in your OSF Healthcare courtside. Courtesy of Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. We have only two of yours in stock. For one of your prescriptions, I will need to call your insurance for approval. It's been a busy day in our store and drive-thru, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
45-40, Sabres lead, 1 minute left in regulation. Sabres inbound, Bates will inbound it.
Okay, 1 minute to go. Schlarman might have to start looking at fouling just to try and stretch this game out, try to get a few extra possessions.
St. Thomas More can kind of milk the clock here if they don't foul. You might try to see if they can steal an inbound, maybe get a 10 seconds, but I think you got a foul after that.
Donga Kenge gets it up court to Kaufman. Over across to Bates. Lehman's going to get called for his fourth foul.
Lehman didn't think he fouled him, but I don't think that's the worst case scenario for Schlarman.
They wanted to get in the hands of the right person, and I think they did. It's yep. Bates, because he's 1 for 4 from the line, 1 for 5 from the line tonight. First shot is up. It rings it, no good.
It's every inch of the rim. Bates needed to make both of those to stretch this to a 3-possession game. Now the best he can do is grow the lead to 6.
Second shot coming up is good.
Bates gets that to fall. Atkinson's got the ball for Schlarman.
Loses it in the hands of Jaeger, and then they got a foul. Donga Kenge with it. And Fowler comes in and hugs him, basically.
Fowler got there just in the nick of time because Donga Kenge almost got that pass across court to run a few extra seconds off the court.
That is Fowler's 4. So Fowler, Pinkston, Crosby, Lehman, all with 4 fouls. Little and Jaeger with 4 fouls on the other side. Donga Kenge to the line. First shot is no good.
Another shot for STM that rattles in and out of the rim. Donga Kenge can make this. It will be a 3-possession game with 34 seconds to go.
Second shot on the way. It's good. That's a big free throw. Here's Fowler.
Sharman's going to have to pick it up here.
Atkinson. And Atkinson's going to get called for the travel.
Fans on the other side of the court from Champaign and St. Thomas More are starting to make a little bit of noise here. 7-point lead with 24 seconds to go.
Coming alive a little bit. Some of the Topper student section made their way over to the other side to try to get some noise over there. Here's Little. Bates puts it up and in, and that's going to be pretty much finality here. 9-point lead, 10 seconds left. Atkinson for 3. Atkinson! Timeout on the floor, 7 seconds left. Is it too much, too little, too late?
The first 3 of the game comes when Schlarman absolutely had to have it. Might be too little, too late, like you said, Chad, but it gives him a chance. You can get that quick foul. See if you can get a missed free throw and go for some miracle ball. But they're going to, if they can foul him, they're going to have to go quick and put up a 3 as quick as humanly possible.
49, 43, 7 seconds left. Sabres inbounds coming up. Stay tuned after the game. We'll have the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show coming up. Frank's House of Color painting the floor, point totals. Take a look at ServPro Vermilion County scheduled scoreboard.
It took us almost the entire game to see a 3-point shot go in, and it was from Atkinson, who came in late in this ballgame after he's recovered from his ACL injury.
St. Thomas More is 7 seconds away from a regional championship against the odds, against the Hot Schlarman team, against the Lossalette Crazies. Coliseum Crazies coming in tonight against a stacked Schlarman fan base.
Most important thing here for St. Thomas More is just get the inbounds in. They know they're going to foul you if you can get it in. You can't get a 5-second penalty.
And against the Jarius Atkinson return, inbounds. That one goes out of bounds off of Jaeger with 5.4 seconds left.
I expect St. Thomas More to put a little pressure on the ball as they bring it up court here just so they can't run it up real quick, and that's exactly what we're going to see.
That they will. Fowler. Got it. 3-pointer on the way is no good. And the Sabres go to the floor with a regional championship. The Sabres of St. Thomas More with a record under 500 And against seemingly insurmountable odds, with the crazies here against them, with Atkinson coming back, the Hilltoppers, the reigning regional champions, on a path of glory on their own. Tough matchup tonight, 49-43. The Sabres will move on to take on, or to pay, well, we'll find out who they take on. Get that all sorted out here before the night's out. In sectional play.
Yeah, St. Thomas More's storybook postseason run will continue. A heartbreaking loss for Schlarman, as they just quite couldn't get it done. Couldn't get quite enough second half scoring. And St. Thomas More is going to get ready to cut the nets down. The ladder's up underneath the baskets. The regional championship plaque is out at half court.
Brian Russell, athletic director here, hands the hardware to Owen Yeager, who did not have a great evening, but he got enough, and his team got enough. And, of course, they don't get here if he doesn't have the night that he had on Wednesday night against La Salette.
That's the kind of magic of postseason basketball. One night somebody's the hero, the next night they have an off night, and you just keep moving on, and you live to play another day.
The Warner ladder set up on the east end of the gym here at Salt Fork High School for the ceremonial net clipping. They won't have another game here this season. So,
after a winless conference season for St. Thomas More, they're regional champions. These young men are going to have Uncle Rico moments 20, 30 years down the line talking about this storybook run.
And the Vermilion Valley Conference shut out of the sectionals here this year. In fact, Vermilion Valley Conference done with the 25-26 campaign with this game here. We will be back with the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show. We'll wrap up our season basketball coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount luxury vinyl tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS
Cast Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Ross Webb postgame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Ross Webb is there. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross. Find him at 711 Oak Street in Danville. 49-43, the Sabres victorious tonight. They are your Class 1A Salt Fork Boys Basketball Regional Champions. Will Shell, Chad Baker back with you. And Will, I tell you, you know, back and forth battle. It was a contest tonight that definitely was not short of excitement, especially with all the contributing factors into this contest here. But I think probably where it was where it lacked that really was the deficit for Schlarman and the benefit of St. Thomas More. Free throw shooting, executing that. I think probably the timing for the Hilltoppers. We've got Jarius into the game here, about 5 minutes left in the contest. Maybe if he sneaks in a little earlier there, maybe that changes things. You don't have as maybe change the gameplay a little bit if you have some of your guys not in as much foul trouble down the stretch. But with four guys and four fouls on the evening, you know, it definitely changes the game plan Zach Patterson had against a very physically aggressive St. Thomas More team that, let's face it, they kind of knew the way the pace of play was working out here. They had a sieve, you know, 2-3 possession lead coming down the stretch. They knew that they could really put Schlarman in dire straits, especially with that foul count getting up.
Yeah, I think Pinkston getting that fourth foul pretty early in the fourth quarter really cost Schlarman put him in a tough position, because Pinkston was really having a good game and they were relying on his athleticism to kind of counteract the big physical bodies that St. Thomas More had down in the front court. St. Thomas More was just a little bit bigger, a little bit broader, a little bit taller down low. So Pinkston's athleticism really was kind of the counterpunch to what Schlarman was doing to St. Thomas More. When he got that fourth foul, that's kind of when I started to notice St. Thomas More stretching that lead out. It didn't really get that stretched out. I think it got to maybe 9-7 points at some point. And then once we got it to about 3-4 minutes to go in the game, that's when St. Thomas More really pumped the brakes, really started slowing possessions down on offense, almost like those Dean Smith North Carolina games where they would just pass the ball around the perimeter for seconds, minutes on end until they find that great look. And I think so Pinkston getting that fourth foul really kind of put a halt on what Schlarman was able to do. And then the big bruisers down low for St. Thomas More, I think, kept Schlarman from maybe getting some points in the paint that they may have been used to earlier on in the season.
If it looks like I'm looking into Narnia here at my score sheet, I missed a bucket in there, I think. So, I tell you, perhaps mercifully here we are to the end of the season. But it was a fun one to call tonight. 49-43, St. Thomas More is your champion. Let's get you a look at the Frank's House of Color, painting the floor. Point totals of the game, paint the floor, paint the walls, paint the entire house. With Pittsburgh Paints, PPG Paints from Frank's House of Color. Find them across from the riverfront in Danville. For the Schlarman Hilltoppers, whose season comes to an end here, they had periods of 10, 8, 18, and 7 of their 43. They were led in scoring by Noah Fowler, 17 points, 3 of 4 from the line. He had 12 points for Miles Crosby, who went 0-for-3 from the line tonight. 9 points for Marquand Pinkston. He went 3-for-9 from the charity stripe this evening. 3 points for Jarius Atkinson, who had the only 3-pointer in the game and had it just a few seconds left. Mark Lehman added a bucket on his evening with 2 points. 6-of-16 as a team for the Hilltoppers. That's not going to get it done, especially in a tight game. For the St. Thomas More Sabres, they had periods of 7, 18, 14, and 10 for their 49. 14 points for Nate Kaufman to lead the way. for the Sabres. He had 4-for-4 tonight from charity stripe. Hayden Bates added 10 points. He went 2-for-7 from the line. Brody Gray with 8 points. He had Jaeger with 7. He went 1-for-4 from the line. You had a 3-point night from Donga Kinge. He went 1-for-2 from the line. 3 points for Theo Ambrose. He went 1-for-1 from the line. And you had 2 points for Ben Rufato. 2 points for Jackson Little, who was pretty quiet tonight. Got in foul trouble early despite having a big night the other night from the line. So, and from the charity stripe tonight, 9 of 18, slightly better for the Sabres tonight. Didn't hurt them as much, though. 49-43, St. Thomas More advances. Survive in advance. That's what they did. And for Schlarman, they fall just 6 points short of getting a back-to-back regional championship here. They won, of course, last year. And now it's St. Thomas More advancing on. We will take a timeout. We'll be back with a look at your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard. See what other fun action we've had around the area tonight. And then we'll put a coda on our season when your State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show continues on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Welcome back to the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show. And your final here at Salt Fork, it was St. Thomas More 49, Schlarman 43. Let's take a look at the ServPro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. Find ServPro of Vermilion County and Team McGuire for clean up the messes that you don't want to clean up yourself or something that may be too big of a mess. They can make it like it never even happened. So let's take a look at what we have on the scoreboard at the Hoopston Regional Championship tonight. Leroy the winner over Hayworth, 51-38. At Tuscola tonight, it was Tuscola. The Warriors knocking off Windsor Stu Straw, 62-34. So Tuscola advances. In the 2A regional championships at Moroa Forsyth, Unity holds off the host team 53-49 to advance. St. Joe Ogden, Warrensburg Latham puts the hurting on the Spartans tonight, 63-44 to end the Spartan season. So Orangeburg Latham will advance. So we've got Unity and Tuscola, Leroy, St. Thomas More, and Orangeburg Latham all advancing tonight. First Baptist Christian was up over who they were playing in the second game. I don't know if that was East Moline or O'Fallon, but they'd won the early game today, and of course they'll continue on tomorrow either in the championship or third place game for the boys' side. On the Indiana side tonight, you had wins for Crawfordsville over Covington, 90-36. Seeger a winner over North Vermillion, 65-64. Logansport a winner over Benton Central tonight, 67-51. You had Clay City, River and Park result. I do not. I don't have a Terre Haute South Park Heritage result either. Those teams are playing tonight. Girls basketball action, IACS state tournament. Do not have a score, but First Baptist Christian lost to Rosamond earlier. They'll play in the third place game tomorrow at the IACS state tournament. So I guess tomorrow officially will be the last day for high school basketball for Vermillion County teams will be here in the season as far as high school basketball goes. Unity right now, the last team will out of our region on the Illinois side. And of course, with IHSAA sectionals coming up in the next week, we'll see the dwindling down of that side of our teams in the area. But kind of that gap into spring sports here as we see another basketball campaign wind down. Exciting one where we saw, I believe it was 7 20-win girls teams. But there again, just a struggle to get out of sectional semifinals. We didn't see anybody. I think we had one team make a sectional championship, and that was Paris losing to Topless yesterday. So it's going to be at least maybe not regional, but maybe kind of area of the state that we'll have to go and revert to cheering for on the state stage at this point. But it's always bittersweet whenever you have that come to an end. And I think the thing that you also want to take into account that there's players that they step on the court for the last time in these games. There's a lot of emotion. The intensity really rises to a level that you can't really put words to, and you can't really draw enough attention to whenever you have a game coming down the stretch like that. And we saw it here the other night with Schlarman's one-point victory over Cerro Gordo Bement, where, I mean, it just kind of switched within the last couple of seconds. When it's done, it's done. And we see that at NCAA level, too. They don't show it on television because they cut to the next game. But, you know, here, you know, you have that front row seat to it. You see some of these folks that are playing their literal last minutes. I mean, it's a sport that they played all their life. This is it for them.
Yeah, it's the heartbreak and the celebration of postseason basketball. It's hard when your season, and for some of these guys, it's their basketball career, at least at a organized competitive level, just comes to an end just like that at the snap of the fingers. But really great effort, really fun basketball game. This is kind of what you want to see out of a regional championship game. It was tied and tight, you know, in the third quarter, even in the fourth quarter. Both teams really went for it hard. It's too bad for the Vermillion Valley Conference to see so many teams get bounced, especially in some close games. Some of them went down the wire, a couple breaks here and there, and you might have a couple more teams moving on for the area. But sometimes it's just how postseason basketball works, and you start watching tape, get ready for next year, get ready for the spring season if you're a spring season athlete.
Yeah, you got some travel teams out there, and certainly you're going to have some debates on how that contributes to things. The plethora of sports options that these schools have nowadays, with from fall to winter to spring, some of these kids, they play all year round. You know, they're active all year round. They're in other activities too. They're in FFA. They're in band. They're in student council. You know, they're scholars. You know, just smart kids. Just brilliant kids with a big future ahead of them. And, you know, the world's your oyster whenever you have that. But, you know, there again, you draw it back to the emotional element and what they take away from that. You know, it's a coda of some sort that, you know, that part of your life is now done. You know, if you're a senior and you're walking off the court for the last time, you playing back in your head, what could you have done differently? What should you have done differently? And you know, it's not the time to really second guess yourself. I think, you know, in time you'll look back, as you mentioned, you know, the Uncle Rico moments where you look back favorably and maybe tell some taller tales of what will happen in the future. But but yeah, I think that it is some great stories that come out of this. You do see some teams rise up, like we saw here tonight, where you had two teams that on paper probably shouldn't have been here. You know, both of these teams were under 500 during the regular season. You had the team that won that didn't win a game inside their conference in conference play this year, but just had a good season outside of the conference and whose conference has shown some results here in the postseason. And you just hope that that the rest of the season for basketball fans, at this point it's going to be the basketball fans that really follow the rest of the high school season, those that are going to try to see, you know, okay, what powerhouses can come out, what Cinderella teams can come out of it, who you cheer the rest of the way to go all the way and hoist that trophy on the floor of is it Illinois State this year, or is that U of I?
That's a good question. I should know.
I've lost track. I've lost track of where it all goes here at this point.
Around, yeah, so often.
Bounces around, and so you've got that opportunity for folks that are going to possibly make a run here. And you know what? Hey, St. Thomas More is part of the dance here. If they win one more, they'll be a Sweet 16 team, and that alone is definitely a feather in the cap. So if you can make it to the sectional championship, that's whenever you start getting into those number games. And so that's always exciting as well. But right now they're one of 32 that is in 1A, and they're advancing 49-43 over the Schlarman Hilltoppers. Well, Will, thanks for joining me tonight here.
My pleasure.
Took us too long to get you in on a game this year for basketball.
We'll get more next season.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. Big thanks to to Will, to Darren, to Dennis, and all the folks that made this season possible. Of course, all the teams, all the athletes, and everybody that helped sell, and all the great businesses that help support sports here on WITY. Of course, we'll have the full results tonight, late night online at WITYradio.com. Playback tomorrow morning. It's part of the Saturday Sports Connection of the week that was, the week that will be in area sports with me and Coach, 9:06 a.m. on all of our platforms. And that's going to be a wrap here from Salt Fork in your 1A Boys Regional Championship game. St. Thomas More moves on with the win tonight. 49-43 over the Schlarman Hilltoppers. For Will Schell, Chad Baker wishing you good night from Catlin.
This has been a presentation of WITY Sports.